This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. President Trump has confirmed the death of an al-Qaeda leader in a U.S. drone strike in Yemen. Trump said the U.S. carried out a successful counterterrorism operation that killed Qasem al-Rimi, the founder and leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The leader had ties to the terrorist group dating back to before the September 11, 2001 attacks in the United States, and he has been linked to multiple other plots targeting Americans. The State Department previously offered a $10 million reward for information leading to his capture. One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness. Jillian Kitchener of Reuters reports.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, a grim milestone for the fast-spreading outbreak. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hardest hit by the outbreak. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading illegal and false information about the coronavirus. On Friday, China's Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, reported new deaths, taking the death toll in China to over 600. It also reported nearly 2,500 new cases, for a total of over 30,000 cases, according to state TV.
That was Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. South Korea's Unification Church held a mass wedding Friday amidst the outbreak of a new coronavirus from China. Northeast of Seoul, roughly 6,000 couples were united in matrimony by the widow of the church's founder, the Reverend Sun Myung Moon. Although 24 people have been infected with the virus in South Korea, the new brides and grooms were unfazed. This is VOA News. The final results from the Democratic Party's tumultuous Iowa caucuses were released late Thursday. The top two winners have almost the same number of state delegates after Monday's caucuses. Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, won 26.2% of the delegates to the state's Democratic Party convention, two more than Senator Bernie Sanders, who earned 26.1%. However, Sanders led in the popular vote. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who came in third in the caucuses, said she's focused on moving forward. And former Vice President Joe Biden said that coming in fourth place was tough, but added he's not going anywhere either. The Democrats are on to New Hampshire for a primary there next week. U.S. President Donald Trump met Thursday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta at the White House and announced the United States plans to initiate trade agreement negotiations with the Republic of Kenya. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's largest trading partner more than a decade ago. Boeing is addressing a new software issue on its grounded 737 MAX jets. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Speaking with reporters in London Thursday, Stephen Dixon, the head of the Federal Aviation Administration, said Boeing's discovered a light that warns pilots about a system used to make the 737 MAX jets point up or down isn't working properly. A Boeing spokesman said a change is being made to the software. He added the new issue is not expected to change plans for the MAX jets to return to service around mid-year. All 737 MAX jets have been grounded worldwide since March 2019, after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people. I'm Mike Gracia.
A memorial date has been set for basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who died tragically with his daughter in a helicopter crash last month. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Plans for a public memorial for Kobe Bryant are starting to take shape. The place where Kobe Bryant played his home games and the place where an impromptu shrine was set up shortly after his death will turn out to be the place where the public memorial service for Bryant will take place. As was the case for Michael Jackson back in 2009, the Staples Center in Los Angeles will be the scene for the memorial. That is according to a person with knowledge of the plans, which have not been officially released. The date, February 24th. 24 is symbolic. 24 is the number that Bryant wore during the latter part of his Lakers career, and number 2 is the jersey number worn by his daughter, Gianna, who died with Bryant in a helicopter crash late last month. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Laurel Bowman. This is VOA News.